Blog Talk Radio.
Nuggets, it looks good on you.
You are born with a break.
Nuggets, it looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
Nuggets, it looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
Nuggets, it looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world,
these systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your gift.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating,
yes,
it's a compliment to him.
Give to me. Looking good.
Well, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise his holy name, for his name is worthy to be praised. His name is worthy to be praised. We don't just say it, but it's something that we do. Praise his name. When you think about the name of Jesus, the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. So it don't matter what you go through, just keep calling on the name of Jesus. Keep exalting his name. He said, if you lift me up, he said, I will draw all men unto you. If you call my name, even the enemy in hell will tremble. There's something about that name. It's at that name every knee shall bow. See, God set this thing up so that your gift can look good on you, so that you'll be able to complete what he has started in your life. He's the author and the finisher. Amen. Glory to God. I want to welcome all of my radio listeners, those that are on the phone lines, all of my faithful and anointed partners in Christ, those that sow into the ministry. We just send love and blessings to you, because without you, this would not be possible. I want to give honor to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then my husband, Elder QT Docs. Amen. Hallelujah. And to everyone that have made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Yeshua HaMashiach is the Hebrew name. Amen. God bless you. May the love of God fight your battle for you. Amen. Glory to God. I am Pastor Prophetess Teresa Docs. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's something about that name, Jesus, that when you call on his name in the midst of confrontation, when you call on his name in the midst of your worries, when you call on his name in the midst of the pain, when you call on his name when you're trying to establish your purpose, there's something about that name. Did you ever call his name and not feel the change? Amen. When you call his name, don't leave out what he did for you. Take it personal. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Because, see, the blood of Jesus still speaks. The blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. So we have to lean and depend on Jesus. We have to lean and depend on the Word of God. We have to lean and depend on the Savior of all things. Amen. This is a season, hallelujah, where so many people are just stressed out from the door up to the floor up. Amen. In this holiday season, Christmas season, where we not looking at Jesus was born, Jesus died, he rose again. We're not looking at that. We're looking at, what have you done for me lately? That's where we at. Give me, give me, give me. God want to turn this thing around. And I want to say he's turning it around. He's shifting some things around. He's moving some things around. For God is faithful and he's just. I'm telling you, it's some things that God is doing right now in the spiritual realm that we don't see. So what God is doing now is God is asking us to move at his command. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to be talking about the trouble of this world. We're going to be talking about trouble in the world, but peace in God. Trouble in the world, but peace in God. And for a subtitle, I want to use affliction and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Affliction and glory. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I didn't select him. He selected me. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father, we come before you. And we ask you, God, that you would hide us behind the cross. Let us not be seen. Let us not be heard. But, Father, we ask that it all be you. Move by your Spirit. Open up the ear gates of your people. Cause the minds, Lord God, to be regulated, God. Cause our hearts to not only hear you, but receive you, Father. Father, give a deeper revelation of what you're doing in our lives today, Lord God. Father, tell us and show us what you would want us to do, Lord God. Lead, guide, and direct us to our full purpose, God, in you, Father. Father, allow us to understand that these light afflictions, that there will be glory because of these afflictions, God, that they are light, Father. Father, we thank you that you lighten up our loads so that we can hear and see you, Father, that we will know your way and know your will, Lord God. Father, all of the distractions, we bind it up in Jesus' name. And we place the blood of Jesus over our doorposts right now, the doorposts of our hearts, that our hearts would not be moved, that our hearts would be soft and pliable in Jesus' name, that we would not have a hard heart, because we understand, Lord God, that you're looking at the heart of man, that you're looking at the heart of man. Father, even though Jesus was beat up on that cross, he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. But God, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So, Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name to give us the heart of Christ, God. Give us the mind of Christ, God. Father, allow us, Lord God, to know that these afflictions is nothing compared to the glory. To the glory in the name of Jesus, in the mighty, matchless, marvelous, fantastic, glorious name of Jesus, we pray and we say hallelujah, yes, and amen. Yes and amen. And I bind up Satan. You are a liar. You will not cause any distractions in Jesus' name. And I thank you that this word will go out unchecked by any outside force, that it will land in the heart of your people. And I thank you that we'll grow and we'll bloom and we'll blossom because we have heard the word of God. Amen, amen. I'm excited because you know what? I understand too much is given, much is required. So you can't just sit and eat at the table and not expect God to want a return. God is looking for a return in your life. Amen, amen. You eat up all the food and then you don't want to give it back. No, no, no. We got to give back for the master's purpose in our life. Amen, amen. For the Lord is good. I hope you have your Bibles, and I hope that you are ready to hear what the Lord is saying today. God has made us promises. And his promises, one of the promises is yes and amen. Amen, 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 amen. I'm going to ask you if you would please be so kindly to get your Bibles out and turn to, we're going to start at 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah, 2 Corinthians. And I'm going to read the 4th chapter. And I'm going to read until the verse 8. Verse 8, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 18, talking about the trouble in the world and peace in the word. Peace in the word. It's peace in the word of God. And the Bible says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Hallelujah. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. You will always go through things. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal bodies. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, accordingly as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Verse 15. For all things are for your sake. Listen up. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but though our inward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day, our man perish, and the inward man is renewed day by day. Verse 17, for our light afflictions, listen, you thought the affliction was bad. You thought the affliction was heavy. You thought it was more than you can bear. But the Bible says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. I'm going to read that again. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, this too shall pass, worketh for us. All those things that's happening to you, it's for a moment, and it's going to work for you a far more exceedingly an eternal glory, an eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, I'm trying to tell you something, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Do you want something temporal, or do you want something eternal? Come on now. We know the word of God is blessed because the word of God is the basic instructions before leaving earth. God want to give you some instructions. God want to tell you what to expect. God want to tell you what to expect. God want to tell you what to look forward to. You will not be caught off balance. You will not be caught by surprise. You will not be distorted. You will not be tricked, because guess what? The word is already explaining to us what we're looking forward to. The lightweight, these light things, ha, karaboshe, these light issues. We say, oh, it's too heavy for me. It's overwhelming. I can't take it. The devil is a lie, because greater is he that's in you. I'm talking about you, than he that is in the world. There's some greatness in you that the devil can't stand. There's some greatness in you that the devil can't tolerate. There's some greatness in you that the devil knows that you recognize and you identify who he is. But in the midst of all of that, God wants us to know that we're going to deal with trouble on every side, but yet not distressed. We're going to be perplexed, but not in despair. God got an answer. How many that's on the line this evening know that the devil want to hinder you? How many know that he want to hinder you? He make you lose things, and it'd be right in your face, and you don't see it. He want to hinder you. He want to distract you. He want to cause you to harden your heart. He want to cause you to turn against things. He wants you to turn against situations. He wants you to turn against development. He wants your heart to be hardened. Why? So you can miss God. He came to kill. He came to destroy. He came to steal. He came to cause confusion. He came to distort you. He came to make confusion. He came to make you forget things. He came so that you would not know your identity. His whole purpose was to destroy that man. When I say man, I mean man, woman alike. Satan came on a mission, and he came on a purpose. Why? Because he was so jealous of the man that God made. So his mission and his message is so clear. He didn't come as an angel. No, he came to destroy. He came to kill. He came to destroy your destiny. That's what he came for. And he not only came, he came and made it plain. He said, I want to kill, steal, and destroy that man that God made. I want to make it so that you can't go back to him. I want to make it so that you miss heaven. I want to make it so that you have eternal fire and as opposed to eternal life. So we can't get it twisted. These light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal glory. What does that mean? These words supply us with a reason why we should not faint under trials, nor be overwhelmed by misfortune. Why? Because till much is given, much is required. God said, I won't leave you, nor will I forsake you. It might seem like he's not there, but when we call on the name of Jesus, he answers. Why? Because when he made that man, guess what he said? It is good. He said, it's good. See, they teach us to look at trials of time as the light of eternity. They affirm that the present, the things that you go through, that it's going to affect your inner man. And then when it affects your inner man, it affects your outer man. It's the truth that makes us free. These light afflictions, for our light afflictions, it's only for a moment. It's going to pass over. You know, when I think back and I think about situations I was in and I called on the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, when you look back, you'll be like, how did I get over? You know, it was nothing but Jesus himself. He came in our life and changed things around because we let him, because we asked him to, because we allowed him to lead, guide, and direct us. He knew that I have to send my spirit to be up on man because the adversary come to kill, steal, and destroy. So the adversary is not individual because the Bible tells us that it's not with flesh and blood, but Satan works through flesh and blood. Amen? See, sometimes you can get so angry, people can let you down, and we all have been through that because it's part of the manifestation of God developing us. And when he developed, when he has his hand on you, and he's developing you, it does not feel good. You know, they say, make them bleed to the white meat. You know, sometimes you can cut yourself and you don't bleed. But sometimes you can cut yourself and you can bleed to the white meat. I'm trying to tell you something. Because the call is so great in your life. Because the call is so... Let me make it plain. Because your obedience to Christ or to his purpose for your life, there is millions and thousands of people that's connected to your obedience, meaning that if you don't do this, they can't do that. Meaning that their salvation is dependent upon you because they are your assignment. These are they. So it's incumbent upon us that we may be doing what God called us to do so that when that person is in the right place doing what they need to do, we right there doing what God called us to do. It has a ricochet effect. Amen? It has a ricochet effect. So flesh and blood is not your enemy. Flesh and blood is not our enemy. And I'm going to give you the scripture. The Bible said that flesh and blood is not our enemy. If you'll be so kind to turn to Ephesians. And I pray that you turn and you open the Bible. There's a blessing in just opening up the Word of God and flipping through the scripture. It's a blessing. Amen. 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 And the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12, And I want to make it real plain to you. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, that's what Satan wants. He wants us to wrestle with each other. He wants us to be angry at each other because that's the natural realm. And then the Bible said, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So if Satan can get us where we're fighting one another and not working together, he won. So how do we not fight against one another? Listen, let me tell you something. This is what'll work. The Bible says in verse 13, therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil days. I let you know the days are evil. And having done everything, just stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, and here go your armor. You got to put on having your girdle your loins with truth. Be truthful. Girdle your loins with truth. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness, we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Then the Bible said, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, shine your shoes up. You can only go where the Holy Spirit leads you, and it's the preparation of the gospel. And then the Bible said, in addition to all of that, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish the flames of the evil one. You'll be able to put out the flames. Oh, yeah, them darts going to come, and you'll be able to whoop, 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 gone. Where the dart go? You put your shield up. It didn't hit you because you put the flaming arrow out. And then the Bible says, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I'm telling you, Bible speaks. The Bible is the heart of God. We don't have to miss it all the time. Run to the message. Listen what it says in verse 18. With all prayers, it's another weapon, and petition. Pray at all times in the Spirit. See, when you're praying in the spirit, you won't operate in the flesh, right? So your heart wanted to say this, but your spirit says this, so obey your spirit. And the spirit is the Holy Spirit in you. And then the Holy Spirit say, no, just pray. I'm going to lead God and direct you. I'm going to show you what you should do. And in this, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all saints. Pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me when I open up my mouth to make known with boldness the mysteries of the gospel. Listen, who am I? I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I'm chained to my purpose. I'm in chains to do the master's will. No, they're not going to like it. No. People don't understand it unless they are seeking to understand it. These afflictions are going to come. Things are going to happen. People are going to let you down. It's part of the plan. See, the Bible says, and you know, I had to do research to understand what God was saying in this particular message. When God said, let God be the truth and man be a lie. And I was like, wait a minute. So if you're working through man and you the truth and you living in man, how could man be a lie? Let God be the truth and man be a lie. Let God be the truth and man be a lie. That's what God said now. Let God. How can we let God be the truth? How? We got to get in the Word. We got to get in the Word. Let me read it to you. In Romans 3 and 4. God forbid. Romans 3 and 4. It says, yea, let God be truth. And every, listen to this part, and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou may be justified in thou saying, and might overcome when thou art judged. See, if we depend on God and not man, we won't be let down. Because the Bible says man will let you down. Amen? God already prophesied this. Man will let you down. Why did he say man will let you down? Man gonna let you down because God wanna be exalted in our lives. So we won't make God out of man. So when these afflictions come upon us, that we know and we have somewhere to go, and that's to God. Let me give you the scripture that man will let you down. And when I say man, let me, you know, mankind. Amen. And that's what God says. So if you just study the Word and you keep on studying it, the engrafted Word will eventually embrace our being. Let God be the truth and let man be a lie. People are going to let you down because they're in their flesh. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a man that he would have to repent. God never lies. He never slander. He never makes fun of us. He understands all of our pain. He promised to always be there. He promised to be faithful to us. He promised to be loyal to us. God's character never changed. He's 100. He's 100. He's 100. Amen. Listen to this. Have you ever heard this quote? And then I'm going to give you the scripture. This quote that says, trust, once it's crumbled, it can't be perfect again. Be careful when you trust the devil was once an angel. But never trust anyone completely but God. Love people, but put your full trust only in God. Now, that's what God says. Put your trust in God because man will let you down. Because man is human. Man is frail. Man is imperfect. Man is not capable of being the God that we need. That's why he a little g and not a big g. Every single human has shortcomings. Every single person has a shortcoming. And if you keep and you keep getting to know them, you'll see more and more shortcomings. The scripture that just came to me was Proverbs 28 and 26. And I'm trying to make this plain because when these afflictions come, they don't just come out of the clear blue. They come through people. But the people that they come through is motivated by what's in them. What spirit is ruling them. But Proverbs 28 and 26 says, those who trust in themselves are fools. Listen to this. Don't trust in your mind, nor believe in yourself. But those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. So sometimes I might think I should do this, and I might believe what I'm thinking, but I haven't asked the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct me. I can't trust my emotions because it's flesh. I can't trust my thoughts. Why? Because it's flesh. I only can trust what the Holy Spirit gives me. See, we all fall down, but we get back up. Greater is He. Greater, hallelujah, is He that's in me than He that's in the world. See, God is forever, and His character never changed, unlike man. He don't change. You can talk to Him. You can tell Him whatever you want to tell Him. It ain't nothing too hard for God. You can say, you know what, Lord? I can't stand this person right now. You know what, Lord? I messed up. You can say whatever you want to Him because He knows your heart before you say it. Satan comes to destroy your love walk. His whole purpose. Because he knows that we're going to be before the Master and He's going to look at our hearts. That's why God is perfect. Only God is perfect. And when nobody is there for you, He still will be there. You know, I said to my oldest son, I talked to him the other day, and I said to him, when you give your children Jesus as a foundation, that's the best gift that you can give them. Because you can't be there all the time. You can't be there everything. There's no way possible. But He can. Because when these afflictions come on you, they don't know how to run to the rock. And see, when you run to the rock, when the afflictions come, you make it a habit of running to the rock. And when you get to the rock of Jesus, man, He'll put a song in your spirit. And this is the song. I'm going to take a music break, but I want you to listen to the song. When I run to the rock, this is what I sing. Let me play it for you.
All the words don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on.
Release that sound.
Release your sound.
I've got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me, I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. That's freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
You give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy
down deep in my soul. Down deep in my soul.
In my brokenness, I have true love instead of pain. There's freedom, though you captured me. I got joy instead of mourning. You know why? Because I tapped into the heart of God. And I understand, as long as that song is in my soul, I'm rocking with it. I'm his ride or die. I'm riding with it. I'm rolling with it. Because I know he got me. Listen.
Love for me,
Jesus.
I've never been more secure knowing you're so
mine. Never been so free calling your love.
If it's free tonight, let's say it's coming for.
Never been more secure knowing you're
so mine.
See, God will give you joy, not just in the outer man. But he'll give you joy that's so deep, that's so deeply engrafted around every fiber of your being, in your blood cells. You got a blood cell that's called the mitochondria. In that blood cell, it produces oxygen that causes the other blood cells to travel through your body. God will give you joy in the red blood cells, in the leukocytes, in the white blood cells, in the monocytes. All of your cells can have the joy of God, because these light afflictions is going to cause his glory to be deeper on you. See, the enemy want to take your character. He want to take your influence. Amen? That's what he want to take from you. But I learned what I do, and it works well for me. Only can do what works for me. If I'm being accused or something, I'll say to a person quickly, I am so sorry that you feel that way. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why? Because I understand that this too shall pass. I understand that my struggle is not with flesh and blood. I understand that the power of God is in me, and greater is in me than he that's in the world. I understand that the Lord Jesus Christ chose me for the master's use. So how do you think Jesus felt? He went through so much. They was always after him. They was always after his influence. See, Satan want to make trouble for you because you're God's child. Amen? And how many know that we sometimes make trouble for ourselves? Mm-hmm. We make trouble for ourselves by stepping out of God's will. See, we steer ourselves down a wrong path. And when we get outside of his plan, amen, the armor is lifted. The veil is lifted. See, what did he say to Job? He said, that man Job, he was letting God know, I can get him. And what God put a protection around Job. And Satan just wanted that protection to be moved. See, sometimes we open the door for Satan to step in, and we throw stumbling blocks in our own path. But God, how many of us on this line know that we serve a God that's all power and all powerful? He's almighty. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask. And then this is the part that gets me, according to the power that work in you. There's some power that's working in you, and God want to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask, but he needs you to use your power to lead, guide, and direct the people of God, bring them to him. See, we can't be moved by circumstances. I can't say it enough. You can't be moved by circumstances. We got to be only moved by faith. Why? Because God is moved by faith. He's not moved by our circumstances. He look at our faith. Faith in the spiritual realm is equivalent to finance in the earth realm. So we chasing our finance, but God said, faith will please me. That's how you please me. So when afflictions come, we activate our faith. Amen. See, I believe what Paul was trying to say in this passage of scripture is that through these circumstances that they may lead us not to be troubled, because we're going to be troubled on every side, but if we walk by faith, we won't be distressed. So even though your feelings tell you that you should feel perplexed, okay, so Webster defined perplexed as being entangled, being indifferent, or being unraveled. So even though we're too tangled up in our troubles, if you just get unwrapped, if you just get wrapped up, unwrapped from the trouble, and then wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Word of God, tangled up what God says about you, wrapped up on His journey, wrapped up and focused on what He has for your life, because He don't leave you and He don't forsake you. He's 100. You can always count on Him. You can always depend on Him. When these afflictions come, when persecution come, you're not moved. See, even though we're cast down by the enemy, we shake it off. And we get up because God's hand is upon us. He will not let you be destroyed. He's saying to crucify your flesh and walk in the Spirit. Because that's how God rolls. See, that's how God intended to work in our life. So that when we're being ostracized and we're being afflicted with trouble, God said, nope, I want you to tap into the Spirit so that you can walk in the Spirit. And you're going to gain an understanding of spiritual things by walking in the Spirit. So it's not what happened to you. You begin to ask God, why is this happening? What would you have me to do? So is this something that I walked in the flesh and made happen? God is really so in love with His people that He got your back in spite of. We have to gain an understanding of what the Word of God is saying. So when you're walking in the Spirit, you learn how to be renewed daily, as Paul said. See, and in your time of trouble, guess what? That peace that the enemy thought he was going to take with that trouble that's causing affliction, you're going to attain peace in the Word of God, peace in Jesus Christ, peace in Jesus Christ. How many know that peace is in Jesus and it's trouble in the world? You ever had somebody pray for you and you all going through all this and then all of a sudden they pray for you and you feel peace? I'm telling you, pray for me, because I love God's peace. I love to have peace on me, because when I get peace on me, the enemy is defeated and God is exalted. That peace that surpasses all understanding, you know, that peace that caused the enemy to flee because you're not moved. That peace of God. In the Bible, John 16:33, make note of this. See, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. And in the world ye shall have tribulation. But God got a solution. He said, but being of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So we think of cheer, we think about toast and a drink. But be of good cheer, be of a good heart, be of a happy spirit. He'll bring you joy. And he said, I've already overcome the world. I already took care of that. See, Jesus said that in him is where you find peace. Not in finance, not in your home, not in relationships, not in your education, not in your future. It's only in Christ. And everybody know that we are in a troubled world. See, there's trouble in this world, but there's peace in Jesus. He was warning his disciples of the tribulation to come. And then he said, don't worry. Just find peace in me. When you're weary, find rest in me. When you're going through tough times, he said, I'll be your refuge. He said, I'll be your strength. He said, be of good cheer. Rejoice and be glad, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't be worried. Don't be stressed out. Hold God to his word, as he's holding us to his word. How many on the line believe what I'm saying? I'm not just talking. How many believe that? I want you to say amen. Agree with heaven today. How many know that the world is twofold? How many know that? See, Jesus is the Word of God. Amen? Okay. In John 1 and 1, the Bible says in John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Listen, and the Word was God. And the Word was God. When you want God, go to the Word. See, and your Bible is the Word. Amen. It is the word of God recorded by man who were moved by his spirit. Amen. Peace is in the word. See, we said that there's peace in Jesus. And Jesus is the word. So how many know that there's peace in the word? So that's the Bible. You want your peace? Stay in the Word. Take some time out and read the Word. There's trouble in this world, but it's peace in this world. Word. It is the Word. Read through the Spirit that reveals Jesus to us. It's your Word that we read, Father, that reveal your promises to us. I get excited about it because I understand that I can always run to the rock. Sometimes I don't even try to explain myself. Affliction is everywhere. God is the only one to turn to in our moments of affliction. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it out. Run to the rock. And I'm going to tell you, prayer will revive you. Begin to pray. Begin to talk to him. And don't, when you talk to him, prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. Get a fasted lifestyle. Fast some days. You know, say, I'm not going to eat for 3 or 4 hours. I'm not going to watch TV for 3 or 4 hours. You know, I'm not going to go on the computer for 3 or 4 hours. You know, I'm not going to answer my phone for 3 or 4 hours. Fast, so that you can hear him clearly. Because these afflictions, they come to take away your peace. Why? Because the peace of God surpasses all understanding. The peace of God is what the enemy want to take from you. You know, when we go through things, you got people you can call on. Say, pray for me. Connect with heaven for me. You know, sometimes you get so heavy, but you know that you can always, always run to the rock. the rock of Christ. He'll put no more on you than you can bear. He always have a ram in the bush. He always. You know, when I'm going through something, I'll share it with you because I'm not ashamed. I have men and women of the gospel that I know I can call on. And when I ask them to do something, I don't have to ask them twice. But is my trust in them? No, my trust is in God because I understand that the heart of the king is in his hands and he can turn his heart whichever way he pleases. So I put my trust in God and I understand that when I ask, hallelujah, it shall be given. There's no good thing that he will withhold from us if we walk uprightly. Are we going to miss it? Of course, you're going to miss it. But you get back up. You learn from it. And you don't make that mistake again. Because God, he's faithful. And he's just to forgive us. And that's the same way that we have to be with others. Forgive them. Forgive them. I'm not saying stay in it, but forgive them. Pray for them. And when you pray for them, if you got anything wrapped up in your heart against them, keep praying for them. God, release that thing. And before you know it, you have empathy and sympathy and compassion for their goodwill for them. The word supply us with a reason why we should not fail under trials, under tribulation, nor be overwhelmed by misfortunes. See, the word teach us how to be strong and mighty in God. The word teach us how to cry out. The word teach us how to look forward to the heavy weight of his glory. These light afflictions, if you don't remember anything else I say today, remember this. If they ask you, what did she talk about? Tell them 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, is going to pass, worketh for us for a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. So get this. All these things are going down. It's only making you bigger. It's making you stronger. It's making you better. It's giving you a testimony so that when you tell your story, it's more effective for those people that God have assigned to your purpose. Amen. I pray that you were encouraged today. I pray that you understand the magnitude of God's love for you. Affliction and glory. As I may say, is equivalent. That affliction, it's going to bring on a greater glory. I'm not saying that you should be looking for affliction, but I'm telling you, afflictions are light in themselves. But oftentimes we make it heavy and grievous. You know, I asked some people to pray for me the other day. And I'm going to tell you something. Instantly, hallelujah. Instantly, I felt things lift up. I felt a lifting in my spirit. So I want to encourage you in Christ today. Walk in God's love. Don't be weighed down with things of this world. God got something for you. Eternal life is nothing worth missing your salvation. It's nothing worth that. Nothing. Where you're going to burn and burn and you can't get out. Lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up. Let the King of glory come in. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'm telling you, this was a year to remember, but it's a testimony that gave us a story. And God is, let me prophesy to you before we end the line. Write this down. Transition. Transition. That's where we are. We're in the middle of transition. Hallelujah. We're coming out. And it's all good because we got work to do. So get over it. Anyone that did something to you, any demon that's trying to stop you, recognize it's working together for your good because you love God and you're called. Amen, amen, amen. And I can't forget to say, if you like what we're doing, so. Because Elder and I, we're about to move into this building, and we're going to need you to sow. And in the building, hallelujah, we're looking for others to join in with us, that you would have a space in the building to manifest what God has for you. Amen. We're going to have an art gallery. I'm so excited. Whatever God got for you, write it down. Make it plain so that when those read it, they can run with it. We're about to move forward. The vaccine is being available. I'm not saying take it. Let God lead, guide, and direct you. Hallelujah. But we're moving forward. And it's a digital age. And we know what's coming. So I want to prophesy to your spirit today. And I just kind of feel what God is doing in your life. It's only to make you stronger. It's only to make you more faithful. It's only to develop you. It's only for you to accept the call in your life. He set you apart. And it's lonely, but it's for the master's use. You are his masterpiece. You're his masterpiece. You ain't got to brag about it. Just be about it. You all that. You got it like that because your daddy is all of that. Amen. Amen. So I want to say God bless everyone. Go to Giveify, GiveLify.com, and go to Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and so look at the mini programs. So we have more programs that is coming forth Monday. I wish our program director, she's going to be coming on making an announcement on all our programs. We have a program on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hallelujah. 5 o'clock. Meet us here. God is developing. There's other gospels, teachers of the gospel, apostles and prophets and pastors and artists, people that have gifts and talents and people from ministries of help. It's all to cause manifestations. Amen. And even we're going to have our community center where we're able to serve the community. It's just, we need your help. We need your help. And if you're interested in having a spot in our new location, you can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. Amen, amen, amen. Excited about it, excited about Jesus, excited about you. And I understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about us. It's all about his will for our lives. Amen, amen. And remember, in closing, it's trouble in this world, but it's peace in the word. And I use for a subtitle, affliction and glory. Amen, amen. God bless everyone. We love you, and we serve notice on you today. There's beauty in your brokenness. God bless you, and please don't hang up. Listen to my favorite song. God bless you, and from Elder and I, may the Lord keep you. May the Lord watch over you. May God lead you. May he direct you, and may you have peace with all men. We pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless everyone. And we say good night.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound in here.
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. That's freedom, though you captured me.
Freedom, though you captured me.
I've got joy.
I've got joy instead of mourning.
You give me joy.
Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep
yeah.
in my soul.
Yes, you give me joy.
Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
We all sing it together. Come on.
Amen, everyone. Have a blessed rest of your evening. We love you, and we say good night.